As of this week, the Czech Republic has a third dark skies reserve in the Maněkin region in western Bohemia. Its opening on Monday attracted amateur astronomers from around the country, as well as the mayors of the 10 villages that are located in the area. I spoke to one of the country's leading astrophysicists, Jiří Grigar, about why this particular region was chosen and what has put the Czech Republic at the head of this trend on European and world scale.
Yeah, I think it was open because we already know from previous experience that relatively, although the situation in all Europe is not very good, so around Maněkin, the situation is a bit better because we had experiences with summer holiday observation seasons there, and we discovered that it's still relatively good. So I think it was a good requirement for making this formally, not only for the astronomical observations, also for the preserving the night. That is a very important nature commodity for many animals and also for some plants.
What are the benefits of such localities other than being suitable for night sky watching then?
I think the benefit is also the economic savings, because if you are directing all your light down, so there is no necessity to spend so much electricity because the amount of light is sufficient and you have no stray light that is just for nothing. This is one thing. And the other is that I think that because these dark sky areas in Europe and also in other continents are now becoming popular tourist attraction, so I think that this Maněkin area would be better attraction for tourists in the future, so I think it will bring some economic benefits indirectly.
There are 40 such parks in the world, 8 only in Europe. Of those, 3 in the Czech Republic. How come we're at the head of this trend? Are there many amateur astronomers in the country, or are we a nation of night sky watchers?
It seems that to me that really the Czech Astronomical Society, that was established already in 1917, so is very active in supporting this trend. We do have a special commission within the Czech Astronomical Society. At the end of the last century, we even proclaimed a special law through the parliamentary procedures that is protecting this night darkness where it is necessary, not that we would like to have darkness all over the country. And therefore, I think that we had some step forward. And now I think that during these other activities in Moravian borders and northern Bohemian borders, we already have the experience that actually the mayors of small cities and of villages are really on our side. So that means that it's easier to put it through this process and to show the other regions that it is really suitable for such progress all over the country, I would say, because in all country, I think we can save a lot of light that is just wasting night to the heavens.
We're talking about an area that's over 300 square kilometers. There are 10 villages in this region. What does this mean for them?
I think that they will benefit either from this tourist attraction or also from the less electricity bill for the public lighting.
Does it mean they have to make investments or are not allowed to open?
No, it's not necessary because the situation is not that bad at the moment. So only when there will be some replacements because of the, aging of some street lights. So then, of course, they already know that what kind of light they should order.
You said that this could attract more visitors to the locality within the so-called astro-tourism. What exactly is astro-tourism and why is it becoming more popular?
I think that in general, the people who are already bored from the old civilization products like television and internet and so on, so they wish to see the night sky with their own eyes. And it is really an experience that we do have, we professionals, because we are traveling to places where the night sky is really dark. So it is really an experience. At the beginning of the last century, it was still the experience of practically all earthly population. But now it's completely different. All Europe is practically over-illuminated at night. You can see it from the artificial satellite photographs. And there are only some small places like like in central Spain, when you can have still good dark nights. So I think the situation will improve because people are now aware of the problem.
You popularized this a lot. You're one of the astronomers who meets with the public, talks about it. How do you go about it? Do you take students there or children there, or do you organize events in these areas to bring their attention to this and what it offers?
It is mainly connected with our public observatories. We in Czech Republic probably have one of the highest density of these public observatories. These are equipped with very good and modern instruments. They have competent staff, so these people are taking their telescopes down to the country, and they make the night sky party. I think night sky parties are already quite popular, for instance, in the United States. So I think we will go in the same direction.
You've already said that the Czech Republic has a great number of amateur astronomers, and that there are very many observatories in the country. How did this come about?
I think it's a long tradition, because in the medieval ages we already have the university where the astronomy was taught. Then in the beginning of 17th century we had great astronomers in Prague, namely Johannes Kepler and Tycho de Brahe. So the people of this caliber were just the good example for future times. And I remember that, for instance, still at the end of the Austrian monarchy in 1917, this Czech Astronomical Society was established. I think it was a proof of this constant tradition. And then when the International Astronomical Union was created in 1919, so the former Czechoslovakia was the member from 1922, so it was also very early. So I think that there is a good tradition here of professional astronomy, amateur astronomers, and popularization of science.
Do you cooperate with similar institutions elsewhere in Europe, abroad, to actively support the creation of new regions elsewhere in Europe where dark skies would be protected?
Yes, there are such good dark sky associations practically now in most developed countries. And our members of this committee of the Czech Astronomical Society, they are often, practically every year, they have the consultations with the other European parties, and there is also a World Association. So I think we are exchanging ideas and so on.
If you were to say, Mr. Grigar, if someone out there is listening to us and would like to enjoy this experience and go to this region, how do you go about that? Do you just travel there and take a tent and watch the night sky, or how do you go about actually having this experience?
So there are people who are doing this mostly personally or with their families, but we do have also these more formal sky parties, and these are organized by local people normally. I mean local people from the local observatories.
Can you just tell me what a sky party is for those who have never experienced one?
Uh-huh. The first thing is the good selection of the site. So it should be done some research in the country where there is a good public area where you can install the telescopes, and then you have to ask for permission to be there. And in the evening, there is still some light, so the people come there normally with cars and brought with them if they do have some telescopes, or just they do bring them themselves. And when the night is there, the skies are clear, so then they start to observe with different types of telescope, and it's a very good experience because in different telescopes you have different views on the sky. So people who are competent have to, of course, explain to the layman what they should see and how it interprets.